Thursday night, early Yud Aleph Sivan, and we'll start from Siman Samaches. We'll skip a little. We learned a lot about Nedarim. I want to start a new Siman tonight, even though we're not learning Sunday night.
We're not?
Because Sunday night I give the shiur to ladies. I don't give shiur.
Tuesday as well.
What?
Tuesday night.
What's Tuesday night? No, I'm not officially stopping the shiur Tuesday night. If no one comes, I won't give it. But I don't want to officially, maybe I'll change the ladies shiur to Tuesday night. I've got to have to check with the ladies. We have that Sunday night shiur for years and years and years and years. Like they already have their whole lives.
They have a chazaka.
Structure, they do. What? Shabbos shiur? No, he worked it out for Tuesday. I'm not gonna touch it. He worked it out with his people, and it sounded like Tuesday was the most viable. So, what? Yeah. I'm not touching it. I'm letting him. I want him to develop it. I want it to grow. Siman Samaches. Didn't feel us a derech. We saw dvarim shatzrichen lizor baderech. Okay, hayol to the derech. This is what everybody wants to know. When do you make tefillas aderech? When you get the telstone? So I have my opinion about that, but we'll see. You go on a journey, bein mi beiso, from his house, bein mi makom shoyel baderech, or from your hotel, b'chein b'chazaros lebeiso. You're going back home. La'acha sheyotzu mibura shaloir. After you leave the outskirts of the city, the hainu, it's a certain amount, shivim amo, 70 amo, namas are either 1.5 to 2 feet, shivim amo, shnei shlishi amo, that's pretty exact. The hainu, yeah, mispalo tfilos haderech. Now this is after you leave the last house of the city. Again, we're in a whole different lots of now, we're in cars, we're on highways, there could be houses below, could be there's a house from here to Yerushalayim, there are houses dotting the, you count the lawn also, you don't just count the house.
Are you talking like possibly city limit? You know, in the States you might have that, but
there's no such thing anymore. So there's always a house, there's another house. And you're on a highway. I always felt that the equivalent nowadays, maybe it's a chiddush, is once you're not, the houses are not relevant. Like you might as well be in a desert. If you can get a flat tire on the highway, like being in the city doesn't help you. You're not really in the city. But once you, like theoretically, you should make tefillas haderech, especially by cars. The post can say every time you get into a car, you go, most accidents happen, right, 0.5 miles from your house, something like that. But Chazal, as always, you know, they structured the Tfilas HaDerech when you're traveling a distance, you know. So a distance is you leave the ear. But I don't know, you're on a highway, like once you're on a highway, you're out of the city. You're not in the city.
So what are they
in terms of travel?
I say
even 38. Even though 38, I'm not sure because it's not an elevated highway. Like you're really right next to the houses. So is there really? You have to know. Local driving is local driving. Is the 38 called local driving?
I don't think
anyone psychologically considers the 38 local driving. Like if they get a flat tire, they could knock on a door and like ask for help.
Probably not.
What? Okay, I don't know. I wait till I get on the kvish, taco. But I think you should really make right away on the 38. Leaving Yerushalayim, it's easy. Once you're on the highway, I make tools of there. My wife doesn't. What? Yeah, so that's... So there, not a rationale. Just like everything of Chazal, they structured it. It's only when you're on a trip. Okay, so he says after you leave 70 amas, after there's no more houses. And he points out that Omer Beloshen Rabim, he's speaking in the plural, not singular. But there are these words that you say singular. Rak the sitneini lechenu lechesed rachamim is singular. Omer Beloshen Yachid. But in general, you include yourself with the tzibur of all the mispalel, of all the nosim in the world. It seems like it should be a very personal tefillah, and you should say the whole thing b'loshen yachid, but that's not the case. Just this, let me find favor in the eyes of other people, so that's said as a personal thing, personal request. The yosetov la'oimer lacha sheyotza mil me'ibur shalirit. Possibly after you've left a mill beyond the outskirts of the city. And it's not right, not 70 amos, but a mill, which is 2,000 amos. Which is far but derech v'lon be'ze'ir, if he's on a trip, a long trip, and he sleeps overnight. Yochel omer baboker, could say to us in the morning, even if he's in the city. In the middle of a trip, he stopped off in a motel, in a house, to sleep overnight. So he makes Tzulis Aderech the next morning. But there, you don't have to wait till he leaves the city, because he's already on his journey. Like, this city means nothing to him. That's how I would explain it. This city, he's on a trip, he's not in this city. He's camping out. He just happens to have gone into a house. Ailis Palalosos of Bay says, Elam Ken Yeshlo Lalecha Fuchalapokos Parasa. You know, if he goes too far, then you're already too close to the city of your destination to make Tzilus HaDerech. So here he's saying the Shir. If you still have a parsa to go, a parsa is 8,000 amos. So the chatchila, you should daven it within the first parsa of leaving the city. V'imshochach yochol uspalel kol zman shu b'derech, v'vach had gayin lo yigilu tach parsa smuch l'ir sh'roi tzololum bo. If he still has a parasol between him and his destination, he could make Tzilus HaDerech. He's like on a parasol traveling. Tzilus HaDerech Tzorech Lam Moimros Homelech Bracha Acheres. Because of a suffix, so why doesn't it start with Baruch? So we want to make it a Bracha Smucha Lechaverto. L'chein Im Yetzim Abayi Gevamim B'derech Bechaz HaShachar Yishar Elon B'derech Be'ezo'ir. Well, you say it afterwards. The first one shows the derech. You want to make it smucha lechaverto.
The second one you don't have to make.
You'll say yirotzen after tzilus haderech.
No, I'm saying normally make one yirotzen. Yes, gemil chasadim shel mei yisrael. Make one yirotzen. Now we think to substitute tzilus haderech for that.
Why? Who said?
That's what they said. They read it wrong.
Why?
You have to be a chasadim.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean. Who said it means to skip the paragraph that's in there? And then you'll...
It's still supposed to move on the character if you make two in a row, you hear that?
No, you should say first, Tzilus HaDerech. HaGomel Chazudim Tovim Namo Yisrael Yosem Tzilech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shetel Echeinu Lushalom Vizat Dinein Lushalom. But when you're finished, then you can say the Yerotzim. Yosem Tzilech Hashem Elokei Avoseinu Shetel Echeinu Lushalom Vizat Dinein Lushalom Vizat Dinein Lushalom Vizat Dinein Lushalom.
So if you're traveling, let's say you're leaving here and you're traveling to the U.S. and then you're coming back. Say you hear it some, but even when you get back then, you're making an additional bracha because then you're
right. First step is you should make the bracha on your way to the airport. You you're going on an airplane, but you're starting your trip here, and you're making bracha on the way to the airport.
Right.
And what are you asking?
And what I'm asking is, then you're also making a U-turn coming back. Okay.
It feels like death when you come back.
Right. Okay, but then since you've already done that, doesn't it seem to be almost repetitious that you come back and you bench Gomel?
No, benching Gomel is thanking Hashem after you're back safely. Tefillah Derech is a tefillah you're saying before you embark on the journey. One is a prayer for the future, one is thank you for the past.
So on the way to the airport, you only make Tefillah Derech in the car, not on the
right,
plane.
Right, not on the plane. Unless you sat on the runway and it's ready the next day.
But where between here and the airport do you say to me?
I say it as soon as I feel like I'm on a highway. I would really say it on the 38. But okay. When you're on the highway.
So
even though some people would argue with that too, because they would say there's houses all along.
So if the tefillah is for Robin, does that mean that if I'm in the car with my wife, that she also has to make it, or can I be yotzei from her by saying?
The nusach of the bracha is not the solution to that question. The nusach of the bracha is the nusach of the bracha. Even when you're traveling alone, you're going to say Loshen Rabim, because you're talking about the whole Klal Yisrael. Now, to answer your question, you could be mostly someone else in Tefillas HaDerech, and they listen and they say Amen. Okay. So he should eat something and then make a bracha achrona and say tefillas haderech after the bracha achrona. We'll say it after Asher Yatzar. In other words, you should really make a real effort. He doesn't say b'di'evet, you don't have to. But l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, if you have no option, then you can make a tefillas haderech alone. Even if you can't maneuver it to be a bracha smucha l'chaverta, so just say it alone. In other words, a few options he gives. Saying Asher Yatzar is an option. Saying it in the morning after Hagomel Chazodim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. After a bracha achrona, you drank something, a can of soda, then you made a bracha achrona, and then you say Tefillas HaDerech. L'maisa, if you don't have any of these options, or you didn't do any of these options, you could say Tefillas HaDerech without the bracha smucha l'chaverta. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Of what? Right away.
After you make Tefillas HaDerech, what's the time span between saying Tefillas HaDerech and traveling? You're saying you're davening in the morning, you're not leaving 4 hours later.
No, you still have to say it when you've left the city. There's on the hotel, because you have to, if you stopped off on the way to be in a motel, then you say it taka right away. That would be his case. Saying it after Hagomel Chasodim Tovim Lamo Yisrael doesn't override the din that you're only going to say it when you're on the road, not when you're still in the city. So his case of saying it after Hagomel Chasodim Tovim Lamo Yisrael is either that the guy's davening while he's traveling, or he started, it's day number two, and he started out in the hotel. So there you say it right away. You don't have to wait till you leave the city.
Is it okay to say it before you even get in the car?
Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as saying that, but it's not normative halacha, and it's not ungenum, and people don't do it. He says that really you should say he says it seems to him in Svara that really you should say Tefillas HaDerech theoretically anytime you go down to the local makolas, anytime you go into your car. I'm talking about a car at Davka, because it's dangerous. But L'maisa Chazal said no. But therefore he says, but if a person is taking a journey, is going on a trip, then he feels you should say Tefillas HaDerech as soon as you get into your car. Even if it's parked in front of your house.
Which is probably safer than trying to say it, not concentrating on where you're driving. Especially here.
That's another issue. Anyway, it's Chaim Kanievsky's chiddush, but I never saw anyone do it. You could do it. You could rely on him. He, his logic, I won't call it impeccable, but it's logical. Yeah.
one sitting next to someone who woke up and said, you have to go out again on the plane.
It was the morning?
Woke up in the morning, yeah.
Oh, so you have to, yeah. Every day you need a new Tefillah Sederach.
In the middle of your journey on the plane?
Yeah, every morning you need a new Tefillah Sederach. That's what he said in
to the hotel.
In Sifhei he says it. In Sifhei, we'll learn it in Sifhei. We'll stop there. What?